Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today, staff evangelist Josh Davis welcomes Clayton Van Hus to the program as they unveil the brand new SWRC Prophecy Calendar. The latest issue of the Prophetic Observer is now available. Each month, the Prophetic Observer has timely articles about prophecy in light of today's events. Subscribe today to the Prophetic Observer by calling 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Each year, SWRC presents its prophecy calendar. This special resource benefits you and the prisoners we serve through our Onesimus Prison Outreach Ministry. This year, the calendar is truly spectacular, with stunning pictures from the Holy Land and added bonuses that I know you'll enjoy. With the exciting details, here's Josh Davis and Clayton Van Hus.
I'm privileged to be joined in the studio by the newest team member for Watchmen on the Wall and Southwest Radio Ministries, Clayton Van Hus. Now, if that last name is familiar to you, you may have heard from his brother, Micah Van Hus. Clayton, it's a joy to have you on the team with SWRC.
Well, thank you, Josh. It's very good to be here.
Now, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, your life, your ministry, and what God's been doing in your life in recent years that have led you to this point.
Okay, that have led me to this point, sure. Now, my background is actually in theater, acting, filmmaking. I worked with a radio station here in Northeast Tennessee, working on doing Christian films. We were called Refuge Media, and we did documentaries. In fact, Southwest Radio Church carries a lot of our programs. We did a documentary on Martin Luther called 1517, The Flame Rekindled. Mm-hmm. We did several Christmas films, short films. And so the Lord led through this. He gave me an opportunity to visit the land of Israel in 2020. I had always wanted to go, and he gave me the opportunity. And I used to laugh. I used to tell people, if I wasn't an actor, I'd be an archaeologist. And when I went, I saw things that were amazing to me. Mm-hmm. I had always believed that the Bible was true and that it could be trusted. But to walk the sites and to see the places. And when you're over there, people are, they're always looking for some sort of an experience. They're touching things and kissing things and just trying all sorts of things. And I watched all that. But the thing that struck me was, it was winter time. It was raining. And I saw a lot of stone, a lot of cold, wet stone. Hmm. But it was real. I saw that, you know, my belief, and like I said, I believed, but now I could see, I could touch. And that really, really hit me. And I came back to the States, and that was really on my mind. And then COVID happened.
Yes.
And you can't make Christian films in East Tennessee when there's nobody who can come out and play, right?
Sure.
Nobody could come out and help make movies.
Right.
And so I spent a lot of time watching documentaries about the things I'd seen in Israel. My heart was really stirred. And over that time, during COVID, when we couldn't do any projects, the Lord directed. He ended up sending me to school, to seminary, mm-hmm. Down in Katy, Texas. I went to the Bible Seminary, where I worked on my master's in biblical history and archaeology. I'm finishing up. I have a class and a half left.
Yeah, great.
So I get to finish that up online here because my last class, the professor didn't live there, so I had to do it online anyway. And mm-hmm. why stick around in Texas when I can come back to Tennessee? So I'm taking that last class online this fall, and Lord willing, next year I'll have my Master's of Arts in Biblical History and Archaeology, also with a seminary education to back that up. And so here I am at Southwest Radio Ministries, and I am now working in the apologetics branch, which we call Affirm.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful, and we are so glad to have you on board with the team. Now, you fell in love with archaeology, and that led you to spending extended time in Israel.
Yes.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about that background in archaeology and the digs that you've been on and some of those kinds of things?
Sure. Like I said, in 2020, just before COVID, I got to go to Israel for the first time. And now I've been back twice more and in a few weeks heading back for a fourth time. So what I've been doing over there is I dig with a group called Associates for Biblical Research. It's a consortium of Christian archaeologists, evangelical scientists who take the Bible seriously. We believe it can be trusted, and we are digging in the land. In fact, our dig is at Tel Shiloh, which is the biblical site of Shiloh, and that is the first capital of Israel. It's where the tabernacle sat for over 300 years. The Ark of the Covenant was there. Samuel was there. God heard a lady pray who didn't even say any words. Mm-hmm. And then he spoke to a little boy audibly. Yeah. It's a really cool place that way where God hears and God speaks. So we are digging. It's the largest dig in the Middle East. We had 220-something diggers this past summer. And so we're trying to, you know, get to the bottom of things there to clarify what we're looking at, and we're finding all sorts of cool stuff that really matches up with the scriptures.
Well, Clayton, the purpose of us talking about Israel today and going on this pathway and introducing you as well is because we've got a special product that we've been working together on, along with so many of the team members here at Southwest Radio Ministries. It's something that we produce every single year, going back literally decades now. Every year we come out with a brand new calendar, and the new calendar is coming out. It's available now, and you can order a copy of that, dear friends, if you're listening. We are launching our brand new calendar, and you say, this is August. What are you talking about, a calendar? You're supposed to be talking about that in November, December, when we're getting ready to start the new year. Well, this is a 16-month calendar, and the calendar actually begins with September of 2023 and runs through December of 2024. And we are here today to launch that. Clayton has been very instrumental in this project, and we're going to unfold for you the theme of this wonderful project, and we're going to talk to you some more about Israel and some of the very important topics that we come up against when we're discussing the country of Israel and some of the special things tied to this particular project that we've been working hard on. And so we are glad to be able to bring that to you, dear friends. So Clayton, during your time in Israel, you got to see so many different parts of Israel that most tourists don't get to see because they're hitting all these major tourist destinations. They're seeing the Garden of Gethsemane and on down the line, just the major destinations that people get to see. But with your extended time there on digs, you get to peek behind the curtain, if you will, of the tourist spots and see some of the unseen places that people may not get to venture to. And to be honest, these are very stunning photos that you were able to take, and also powerful stories that you brought back. And that leads us to this calendar theme. What is that theme that we've chosen?
Okay, so we are calling it, as you said, Unseen Israel. And you know, everybody, when they go to Israel, they get to see all of the touristy sites. You're going to visit pilgrimage sites. You're going to visit the places that are easy to get to. You're going to see the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. You're going to see Capernaum. You're going to see Qumran, some places that are just everybody goes to. But in my time there, I was there in May and June, 7 weeks this summer, and I was able to, on the weekends, go and visit other sites because we're there with a bunch of archaeologists, yes, right? And so we'll be sitting around during the week and someone will say, hey, I'd really like to go explore this site. I've heard that there's a temple there that has been uncovered by this university or whatever, and let's go see if we can find that. Mm. So what we do is we just go out, we hit the road, we try to find the site, and that can be fun sometimes. You know, you're in a foreign country where all the signs are in a language that is very hard. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have studied Hebrew, and we've had biblical Hebrew and in seminary and all that sort of thing. But you're looking at the signs and going, okay, I think this is the right place. And you're trying to find these places that are off the beaten path, and you go through weeds and you'll be out there in deep weeds. There are snakes and spiders and scorpions and all sorts of fun things. And you'll be looking through the weeds and everything wants to stick you. And then you see even an old sandbag and you're like, okay, we're in the right place. Mm. There has to be a dig here. You know, somebody's been putting sandbags out here. and you start to find potsherds, and you look and you say, okay, this dates to the right time period that we're looking for. And so we had some experiences like that, and we got to go off the beaten path and find unseen Israel, the places that tourists don't usually get to go. Another thing that we did is we get to see sites that maybe the tourists get to visit, but we get to see them from angles that are different because there are, you know, archaeologists there who are friends of ours, and they say, well, come and visit my site and I'll show you cool things. Mm. So, you know, the Lord gave us the opportunity, the privilege to go and see things that aren't normally seen. So that's why we're calling the calendar Unseen Israel.
And this is a wonderful project, and it's absolutely stunning visually, and it's biblically rich as well. This calendar, as I said, is a 16-month calendar. It begins in September of 2023. That's why we're talking about it right now. And it runs through December of 2024. Friends, each month features one of Clayton's amazing photos, and it also has a brief explanation of the biblical significance of the site. And we're going to get into that in the time that we have and explain some of these hidden gems all across the land of Israel. But accompanying each Bible verse, and there's also a prayer included in each month. There's a daily Bible reading plan so that you can read through your Bible in a 12-month period included on that calendar. And so we encourage you to contact us and go ahead and order your calendar today. You can do so by calling us at 1-800-652-1144, or you can order online at swrc.com. Again, this is the September 2023 to December 2024 16-month calendar, and the title, as Clayton said, is Unseen Israel. And so we're going to be pulling back the curtain a little bit on this program. We've got another one coming up a little bit later on this month on the broadcast schedule. We'll be picking up this discussion again and revealing more of Unseen Israel. But I want to just pause for just a second before we jump into that and tell you one of the special ministry aspects of this calendar is that it helps our Onesimus Prison Project. If you listen to our program on a regular basis, I speak to you and provide updates usually about once a month on the progress of our Onesimus Prison Ministry. Now, I'm so very grateful for your prayers and your partnership with us to that end. But when you purchase one of these calendars, we're able to send one to an inmate free of charge. That's a major bonus, and it's a major help to our Onesimus Prison Ministry. So we encourage you to contact us. Again, our 1-800 number is 1-800-652-1144, or visit us online at swrc.com. Now, we are offering a quantity discount. We know some of you like to order multiples to give out as gifts, and so you can go ahead and start some early Christmas shopping, and you're probably not ready to hear that word just yet, but I'll go ahead and throw it out there. And you can do that early and contact us and have that ready to go. We do have a quantity discount on the calendars this year. So thank you so much for partnering with us with this calendar. As I said, it's a ministry tool, and it can be a witnessing tool. And you're going to hear some of the sights and what Unseen Israel holds for us. But we encourage you to pick up a copy of this calendar. Thank you so much for partnering with us in ministry. So Clayton, let's walk through some of these months and discuss Unseen Israel in greater detail. One of the first sites that we talk about is Tel Arad. Tell us the significance of this place. What is it? And those kinds of things.
Sure. Tel Arad, and I can get really deep into things that were found there or whatever, but Tel Arad is a place. It's called Arad. You're going to hear a lot of these places have a prefix, the word tel. A tel is an archaeological term. It's a mound. A lot of these cities are, these ancient cities are built on top of other cities. Usually they'd keep the same name and just, when a city gets destroyed by a foreign army or something, they would level it, build a new city on top. So think of a tel as a layer cake, right? So you can cut, if you had a big knife, you could cut through the mound and you could see the different layers of occupation. So Tel Arad is in the Negev Desert. It's very close to Beersheba, which is also in the calendar. We'll get to that, I'm sure. But Tel Arad is an ancient city. It was a Canaanite city. And we read in the book of Numbers, when the Israelites disobeyed God and they listened to the 10 spies and they said, we're not going into the land. And God said, all right, fine, you're going to go wander in the wilderness. And then they're like, wait, we'll do it. We'll go take it. And God says, no, don't do it. And they did, and they got beaten. And a bunch of them were taken as slaves again. And they were taken by the king of Arad. So Arad is a desert site. It's beautiful. You can see the old Canaanite city down at the bottom. And at the top, there is a complex, maybe like a palace and temples and that sort of thing up on the top of the tell. And so we have a photograph of the temple at Tel Arad. And the photograph is from the back side of the temple. You can see the Holy of Holies. You can see the niche where the high place was. There are two altars in there. And interestingly, during COVID, when archaeologists could not get out and study, they studied items in museums. And one of these altars, interestingly, had residue on it that turned out to be marijuana. So wow. You don't think of that when you think of Israel.
No.
And especially this temple was not a Canaanite temple. It was an Israelite temple.
Hmm.
What does the Bible say about where they're to worship? You know where they're supposed to worship.
Yeah, Jerusalem.
That's right. So this is not Jerusalem, and they're worshiping here. Are they worshiping Yahweh, their God, or are they worshiping the gods of the Canaanites around them? You know, we don't know. But they were certainly doing illegal worship at Arad.
Hmm. And that speaks to our rebellious hearts as humans. And of course, Israel, and I don't want to jump on the Israeli people, but just in Scripture in the Old Testament, you see that rebellious heart. And that speaks to all of humanity because we all have that preponderance to rebel against thus saith the Lord and the Word of God and following closely with Him. And so it should be a lesson for us all, even going back to ancient times, that rebellious heart that's within us can pull us away from the Lord if we're not very careful.
Absolutely.
So as we move on to the next site, we come up to an interesting image with the city of Lachish. Now, what's the significance of this city?
Sure.
And try to describe the image for our listeners a little bit. Of course, we encourage them to purchase the calendar because we could spend, as they say, a picture is worth 1,000 words, and we could spend more than 1,000 describing.
Sure.
These photos, but let's just speak about the sites and those important aspects of it there as well.
Yes, Lachish is an extremely important biblical site. It's probably the most important biblical site that you've never heard of. It's like Chatzor. They're so important in the Bible, yet we don't ever hear about them. Who preaches a sermon on Lachish, right? So Lachish is a city in Judah when we had the Israelite kingdom was split in two, the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah. Lachish was the biggest city outside of Jerusalem, and it was a fortress in the south. It was old. It was a Canaanite city, of course, before the Israelites moved in. Remember, when the Israelites came into the land, God said, you're going to live in houses that you didn't build. You're going to live in cities that you didn't build, eat from vines that you didn't plant. And so that's what's happening. So they go in and they take Lachish, and Lachish is a big city. It's a big tell Lachish, just like the last one. But the interesting thing about that is when the Assyrians conquered the northern kingdom of Israel, and that was in 721 BC, they decided to invade Judah next. So they came down, Sennacherib and his army. The Assyrians were horrible people. They invade the land, and they conquer Lachish. And then they go to Jerusalem. And in Jerusalem, they go to Hezekiah, and they say, look, we've conquered all your cities. All the gods of the other lands have not saved them. Your God, Yahweh, is not going to save you. So what happened? Of course, you know, Hezekiah turned to the Lord, and the people, you know, were turning to the Lord. And then the Assyrian army lost 185,000 men in one night to the angel of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Sennacherib turns around and goes home. Now, we could talk all day about Lachish and about the siege of Jerusalem. So what do we see archaeologically? We have what the Bible says. And by the way, we don't need archaeology to prove the Bible.
Sure.
What it does is it illuminates the text. You know, the Bible is a huge book. And a lot of times it'll skip across mountaintops
mm-hmm.
and tell you the highlights of the story, and then you can dig up the rest and illuminate it, right? And so what we find is Sennacherib's palace at Nineveh had illustrations on the wall of his conquests. And his big illustration in his throne room was the Battle of Lachish.
Wow.
That's horrible. It's got Judean soldiers put on spikes. It's got people being skinned alive. It's terrible, but it shows the Battle of Lachish. In fact, you can even tell where the artist got his point of view, the hill he was sitting on. And so that says, you know, my biggest thing was Lachish. Of course, we found a cylinder that Sennacherib talked about his conquest. He conquered 46 cities in Judea, and then he surrounded Jerusalem. And he said, as for their king Hezekiah, I trapped him in his royal city of Jerusalem like a bird in a cage.
Mm-hmm.
He never says, I killed him. He never says, I took Jerusalem. He says, I trapped Hezekiah in Jerusalem, which is exactly what the Bible says.
Right.
So interesting, we find those parallels. But yeah, Lachish, we have an interesting photo there of a, don't want to give it all away, but it's a monument to the kings of Judah.
That's a beautiful story in Scripture, powerful. A powerful scripture. Well, we're visiting with Clayton Van Hus, and we are releasing today our brand new calendar. It's the 2023-24 calendar, and it's called Unseen Israel. We're visiting with Clayton Van Hus and describing some of the places that are off the beaten path, as it were. Most people don't get to see if they go on a tour to Israel. That's the kind of imagery that we have included in this new calendar. It runs from September 2023 to December 2024. We encourage you to call us today to place your order. You can do that by calling 1-800-652-1144 or visit us online at swrc.com. As I mentioned just a few minutes ago, let me remind you that for every calendar you purchase, it enables us to send a calendar free of charge, shipping included, to an inmate. This is a very special help to our Onesimus Prison Project, and we are so grateful for those of you who will buy a calendar to enable us to provide funds and resources to the Onesimus Prison Project. And by the way, these calendars are often a great segue to build a relationship with an inmate that we have not previously made contact with. We know of inmates who have received Christ as their Savior through this outreach ministry. We know of many who have been discipled and are growing in the Lord because of this ministry. And when you purchase a calendar, you are a partner with us in taking that good news of Jesus Christ to the ends of the world. And outside of just what we're discussing, these sites of Unseen Israel, there is the gospel message in the back of each calendar. So that if someone is unsaved and they receive that calendar, the gospel message is there for them to read and to understand. There's a Bible reading plan tucked inside of each of these calendars. Again, it's a 16-month calendar that runs from September of 2023 through December of 2024. We encourage you to order your copy today. Again, our number is 1-800-652-1144, or our website is swrc.com. Clayton, let's go back to discussing some more of the sites of Unseen Israel. The next place that we come to is Beit Shan. Can you tell us a little bit about that
site? Beit Shan is one of my favorite sites to visit. And yeah, people do visit there, but a lot of times it gets skipped. There are some unusual views there. There is a lot of biblical history at Beit Shan. That's another city that's in the Bible that a lot of people don't realize. And we first start reading about it during the conquest. The tribes were afraid to conquer the city because they had iron chariots. Beit Shan is a tell. And in the calendar, you will see, when you see the picture, you will see the tell. The Old Testament city, it had an Egyptian governor. They've got his house on top. A lot of people don't realize when the Israelites came out of Egypt and they came into Canaan, they were coming into more Egypt, because Egypt had control over the land. Mm. The people, they followed Pharaoh. They were his servants. There's a collection of letters, the Amarna letters, that the kings of Canaan are writing letters to Pharaoh, please help us, please help us. Of course, he's powerless to help them because what happened to his army? You know, and these are questions we look at and say, interesting. Pharaoh has no army at this time. What happened to them? Well, I know a book that tells that story.
Yeah.
So Beit Shan is very interesting. What happens is nearby is Mount Gilboa, because we have the entrance to the Jezreel Valley. And most of the battles you're going to read about in the Bible outside of the conquest itself really happened in that area because the Jezreel Valley is so important. But you have Mount Gilboa. And on Mount Gilboa, Saul, King Saul, was killed, and Jonathan, and the Philistines took their bodies, and they nailed them to the wall of Bethshan. And they took their heads, and they took their armor, and they put their armor into the temple of Ashtoreth. We could talk all day about her.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All sorts of crazy things going on there. And so the men from across the river, across the Jordan, came and took the bodies off the wall to honor Saul and Jonathan. So not only do we have the ancient tell with the ancient city on top, we also have a New Testament city in the valley below it. And it's a beautiful thing. You have this Roman road with the columns going right to the tell. And this is the Decapolis city of Scythopolis. This is believed to be the Decapolis city where the demoniac with the legion of demons, where he went.
Mm-hmm.
Because when Jesus cast the demons out of him, you remember he wanted to follow Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, no, go and publish the things I did. Tell people about the works. So the Bible says he went to Decapolis and published the works of Jesus. So there are only two Decapolis cities in Israel. This is the one closest to Galilee. So likely this is where that demoniac went and told people about Jesus. So you've got Old Testament, New Testament, beautiful Roman ruins, and that massive tell behind them.
We're visiting with Clayton Van Hus and describing the beautiful calendar, Unseen Israel. We encourage you, contact our ministry today and order your copy of the brand new 16-month calendar, Unseen Israel, September 2023 to December 2024 calendar.
Thank you, gentlemen, for those exciting details. You heard it here first, friends. The brand new SWRC calendar is now available. Each year, Southwest Radio Ministries creates a unique calendar from differing parts of the world, filled with scripture, comfort, and inspiration from God's Word. We're privileged to put these together for you and know you are then armed with His truth for the year to come. We also partner with each of you who purchase a calendar to encourage prisoners in our Onesimus Prison Ministry. For every calendar you order, a calendar will be given to a prisoner free of charge. We also send a calendar free of charge to any prisoner who writes us requesting one. Order your calendar and encourage a prisoner. Calendars are ready to ship today. Order yours when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or you can order your calendar at our website, swrc.com. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and has been supported for over 90 years by faithful listeners like you. Visit swrc.com.